Trinity Lutheran Church was built in 1888. The sound of the bells has been heard in the Pleasant Valley ever since. They can even be heard by boaters on Lake Michigan. Nancy Masterson grew up in Arcadia.
Probably one of my fondest memories was I had to be home by a certain number of bells. So I would be out and having fun on the beach, and I would listen and I would count. And if it got up to 10, that means I was way late. So
the church was built by a German businessman named Henry Starkey, who came to Michigan from Milwaukee. Starkey also built the harbor and the railway that connected to Kotmish. Today, the village has a strong Lutheran identity. Ryan Tinetti is the pastor of the Trinity Lutheran Church.
At the high point of the summer in July and August, a weekend, we might have 400 worshipers. That includes seasonal residents. A big contributing factor to that is we have Camp Arcadia close by, which is a Lutheran family camp, and a number of people who are up at the camp for the week will come and join us for worship on Sunday or on Saturday night.
Tad Peacock and his wife bought a second home in the village of Arcadia last year. The steeple of the Trinity Lutheran Church towers over their backyard.
Bought the house a year ago and have spent the summer renovating it. And we love the community, and we find the people, for the most part, are very neighborly and gracious.
But they're not excited about the four speakers that project the ringing sound and hymns from the Trinity steeple. Peacock and his wife met with the church council about their concerns.
We just basically asked them if they would consider turning down the volume for the chimes and the songs that they do.
The reaction of Arcadia residents in favor of the bells has been very strong. Some people have even suggested there is an effort to silence them entirely. Lawn signs can be seen throughout the village that read, "Save the Arcadia Bells." The signs have a bell with a heart on it. There is even talk of a petition drive. Still, Pastor Tinetti says the church might reduce the hours when the bells are heard in the village.
Our church bells, I think, have a vital role in our community as a whole. And yet, not everybody is necessarily going to like it. Our church council wanted to meet with the folks who had complained directly. We wanted to make sure that their voice was heard.
Trinity Lutheran is hosting a community forum Tuesday night at 7 p.m. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Stuart McFerrin in Arcadia.